Unit 8, page 78. Exercise 2. Read.
The performance evaluation. Serena was sitting in the office cafeteria, reading the newspaper, when her friend John walked in. He looked rather sad. John poured himself a cup of coffee and walked over to her. "Hi," he said, slumping down into a chair. Serena looked up from her paper. "Looks like things didn't go well with your evaluation," she said. "Nope, it was awful." "What happened?" she asked. "I messed up," said John. "I lost my cool when Bill said some things about my performance I didn't agree with." "Why did you do that?" asked Serena. "I don't know, really. I felt hurt, I guess, and embarrassed." Serena put down her paper. "What exactly did he say?"
"Well, first," said John, "he said I need to use my time better, you know, stop chit-chatting so much with coworkers because I wasn't working fast enough."
John looked up at her. "Just hearing it started my heart racing, and all I could think about was how bad it made me feel." Then he said a few more negative things.
"What more did he say?"
"You know," answered John, "I'm not really sure. I can't remember now."
"You can't remember? Weren't you listening?" asked Serena.
"Well, yes and no. You see, I started to get all defensive and started talking about what a good job I do and how much I disagreed with him."
John shook his head. "Then I started blabbing about my workload and how the other folks in my department aren't pulling their weight."
"You started blaming others?" said Serena.
"Yeah, I know," John said, looking over at her. "Bad, huh?"
He drank his coffee and stared into his cup.
"I was so surprised and embarrassed. I just blew up."
John thought for a moment, then said, "I wish I could do it over again. If I had known he was so displeased with my work, I would have been more prepared for the criticism. Maybe I would have been more calm."
John suddenly stood up.
"Where are you going?" asked Serena.
"First, I'm going to email Bill an apology and ask for another meeting," he said, sliding his chair beneath the table. "And then, I'm getting back to work."